Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za or the podcast at fmr.co.za. This week's motoring show is more of a battle than a review. Kia versus Hyundai. The Kia and Hyundai are both car makers in South Korea, and as a result of Kia's bankruptcy in 2007, Hyundai now owns part of them. Now, this is the thing. They share platforms. However, Kia does still operate independently and has a separate design workshop, marketing, and branding. So, back to our topic of point, the Kia versus the Hyundai. Well, specifically, the Hyundai Venue 1-liter turbo versus the Kia Seltos 1.6 MPI. Now, the Seltos is an auto versus the Venue's excellent manual. I have to say, the 1-liter Hyundai manual was the more elegant drivetrain, believe it or not. The 1.6 Kia engine isn't quite as refined as the 1-liter Hyundai. The fuel consumption performance are near enough identical. Both are frugal at around 6.5 liters per 100 kilometers claimed, and both are not speedsters. Here, the Hyundai wins by a long shot. The Kia wins the interior race by far. Good finishes where it matters. Really elegant stitching on the seats, cheap plastic where there aren't touch points, but really good finishes where it matters. The Hyundai is upbeat, but significantly cheaper on the interior features and finishes. They share a bunch of electronics and CarPlay systems and the like. Point to Kia. The Kia has an annoying application of its beeps, insisting you wear a seatbelt once you start the car, long before you put in gear. Here, the Hyundai wins out. They really are the same systems, but it's interesting how they've been adopted in different ways. Space, while similar in the same platform, the Kia seats fold better, and it swallowed a 29-inch mountain bike only just. The front wheel needed to come off for the bike to get into the Hyundai. As the tailgate surround was just a little too narrow to get the bike in without taking the wheel off. Point to Kia. Now when it comes to the exterior. The Kia, it really wins with its lighting, the Hyundai with its styling. I'm going to put it as a draw. Both have reverse cameras and beeps. Both have auto lighting. Both don't have climate control but good air conditioning systems. Neither have keyless go. All even Stevens over there. The Kia has a 5-year, 90-kilometer service plan with a 5-year unlimited kilometer warranty. The Hyundai, however, has 5 years 150,000 kilometer warranty, and this is an odd one, with an extra 2 years 50,000 kilometer drivetrain warranty and only a 3-year and 45,000 kilometer service plan. There, the Kia is definitely winning out. There's only one last place to review them, the price, and this is where it gets interesting. The Hyundai starts at 285,000 rand. The Kia at 380,000 rand. That's quite a big difference. And I think you have to decide where you want things. You want the refinement. It's not that obvious, but yep, I would go with the Kia. And if price sensitivity and just good practical is your thing, go with the Hyundai. And as they say, caveat emptor. And that's it for me with Fine Motoring this week, David Dundee. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a mail, please, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, fmr.co.za. Until next week, goodbye.